Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. I'm just going to take about 30 seconds, exactly, so you guys are able to hear a word from our sponsors of this episode.
Bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the Weird Darkness. I'm Darren Marlar, the creator and host of Weird Darkness, bringing you true stories of the paranormal, supernatural, mysterious, macabre, unsolved, and unexplained. New episodes 7 days a week. Get the podcast at WeirdDarkness.com or search for Weird Darkness in your favorite podcast app.
I'll start off by saying I don't spend that much time on YouTube. Okay, probably more than I should, but still, is that really unusual? I mean, with smart technology at our disposal every minute of every day, I could have Alexa or Google search me up a sweet video at any point I want. It was a chilly Friday morning before work that I decided to finally do it. I had seen people attempt to do it before, but I never really tried myself. That is to be the first to comment on a YouTube video before anyone else. And I know what you're thinking, right? That's pointless. You know what? You're absolutely right. Still, boredom had sunk in, and who knows? Maybe I'd get some likes or online recognition or something like that. At about 6 o'clock in the morning, I sat down on my computer in my bathrobe with a hot cup of coffee, and I clicked on my saved YouTube tab to begin my attempt at the impossible feat of having the first comment on a popular YouTuber's video. For about 30 minutes, nobody under my subscription list was posting anything new. I sighed loudly, I leaned back in my computer chair, rubbing my eyes before my attention turned over to my Facebook for a moment. I leaned forward and I scrolled through my news feed, looked through statuses, reading ridiculous political arguments, and after a few minutes, this got tiring. So I decided, just forget about it, start getting ready for work. But as I stood up, my phone went off with a ding. I picked it up, I checked the notification window, and my favorite YouTuber just uploaded a new video, and I said to myself, screw the computer, I switched to YouTube on my phone, jumping immediately to the comments box, and noticed zero comments still. Yes! I was about to be the first, I typed precisely that. First. I laughed to myself about the pointless nature of the post. Who cares who the first comment is? I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I guess I just thought that it would be funny. Of course, there wasn't much to follow up on this ridiculous activity, so I put my phone down, I got ready for work, poured some extra coffee into my thermos, and hopped into my car. I laughed at myself again. And what if I'm the first one to work? I actually was. This is looking to be a good day, honestly. I waited outside for the key holder, Devin, and looked at the comment thread, where I was the first. My hands were cold. I was shivering from the frigid temperature of the breezy winter morning. I was feeling warm inside. My warmth didn't last. Underneath my comment was the strangest reply. A reply from someone named Hobo Cafe. Second, coffee's really good. See you when you get home. I nearly dropped my phone. What an odd response to my comment. Surely, they're trying to scare me, right? At work for the rest of the day, I was very quiet. I kept going back to the comments and even tagged others to see if they would try to help me ask this guy what he meant, but anytime I mentioned the comment, nobody would reply back. They either weren't interested or thought that it was just a prank or something. And other than the YouTube fiasco, work was uneventful. I mean, I was out by 3 o'clock, said bye to Devin, hopped into my driver's seat, and just as I started my vehicle, my phone dinged again. This time it was an email, right to my personal Gmail account. I froze before the cold winter afternoon air could even get to me. From Hobo Cafe. Kidding me? email went like this. I think you've achieved greatness, being the first to comment on that video. I've been waiting to snap like this. It was keyboard warriors, mindless media zombies. Think life is a game? Fine. I'll play. Just wait until you get home. First. My stomach began turning. What's happening? Why was it happening? Who's this hobo guy? I felt like replying to his email. It was a stupid little thing that I wanted to do. Harmless fun. Why are you getting so mad? I didn't email him back, though. Finally calmed down. Decided it's just a prank. No way this was serious. Who would get that angry about an innocent little YouTube joke, right? I stopped at the gas station before I went home. Honestly, racking my brain the whole time. The whole situation was absolutely insane, and it escalated so quickly. All because of one stupid comment. I pulled into my driveway at about 3:35. Couldn't help but sit and stare at my house for a few before actually going inside. I mean, wouldn't you wonder if maybe this person was serious? Was his plan just to scare me online, or did he want to actually hurt me in real life? Or even kill me? I walked slowly up my front door, heart racing and fearful anticipation. Hobo Cafe had successfully instilled fear in my mind. I've never been more scared than I was that day. The idea of him possibly sitting in my house, ready to attack, was honestly horrifying. Stopped at my front door. Looked down at the welcome mat before me. My foot brushed something below as I walked up the top step. A manila envelope was resting there, with blue pen scribbled on the front. I picked it up, I observed the whole thing. What was odd about it was there seemed to be no mailing sticker or addresses written on it, just the word first, hastily written, nearly undiscernible. I took a deep breath, and I opened it. Obviously suspecting that hobo was behind the mysterious package. Inside was lined paper folded in two, torn from a notebook or something like that, and I unfolded the paper and read silently to myself over my beating heart. You're first. I had to run out and do some errands. Your front door's unlocked, so go right in. I'll see you soon. This was all on Friday. There was not another word from my stalker that evening. And a matter of fact, it is now Wednesday. The following week, I haven't heard from Hobo Cafe again, not yet. Every day has been a test of the nerves. The prospect of what he potentially could be up to is enough to send me into a paranoid downward spiral. I'm losing sleep. I'm watching over my shoulder. I'm no longer in a rush to be first.